Please enter your conference file number followed by the
star
to cancel.
So like 68?
Yeah.
6 8 2 6 8 0 5 0 2 0 2 0 2 sorry 2 1 6 1 6 0 5.
The conference file number you have requested is 6 8 0 2 1 6. Press 1 to begin recording. Press 2 to re-enter the file number. Please enter your conference file number followed by the pound key or press
6 8 0 2 1 6 0 5.
The conference file number you have requested is 6 8 0 2 1 6 0 5.
Perfect.
Press 1 to begin recording. Conference recording has been turned on.
We are studying Parashat Tetzaveh. In Parashat Tetzaveh, the Pasuk in Perek Chafhet, Pasuk Mem Aleph, chapter 28, Pasuk 41, Vilbashta Otam et Aharon Achicha ve'et Banav Ito. The Torah tells us that after all the different garments of the Kohen Gadol were fashioned, now Aharon was dressed. And who dressed Aharon in these priestly garments? The Pasuk says that it was Moshe Rabbeinu that had the task to actually dress his brother. This would be a task seemingly normally performed by someone's servant. But in this case over here, it was Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Israel, to actually don the clothes on Aharon and his sons. The question is why? Is this, Chas v'Shalom, a demeaning task? Where is the purpose for Moshe to have to put on the clothes for them? In order to understand this, Rabbi Feinstein in his Sefer tells us that a Kohen cannot serve in the Beit HaMikdash or in the Mishkan unless he has the garments on him. And therefore, the priestly garments actually are a form of sanctification, that they elevate the Kohanim to a higher level that now makes them fit in order to serve. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his time, wielded the power of Sanhedrin. And therefore, in normal situations, only the men of the Sanhedrin, the great court of 71, had the ability to imbue these garments with Kedushah by dressing the Kohanim. However, since Moshe Rabbeinu, in his time, was tantamount to the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the great Sanhedrin, so this was not a demeaning job. On the contrary, you needed the holiest man to perform this act of sanctification in order that the Kohanim will have the ability to serve. We see from over here, Rabotai, maybe a second lesson, that anything that's involved in a mitzvah cannot be demeaning, even if it means dressing somebody, or as the Kohanim themselves used to clean the ashes off the Mizbeach on a daily basis, which also seems to be a menial job. But when we remember the person that, or the deity that commanded us to do these things, then even the most simplest acts turn into sublime, become holy and become elevated. And that's a lesson for us, that we should never say that any mitzvah is beneath us. We should never think to say that this is below our dignity. How could something that God commanded us to do be beneath somebody's dignity? And that's why we see in the Talmud many of the great rabbis who had servants that were able to designate them and give them some responsibilities. The rabbis themselves would perform the mitzvot. For example, on Erev Shabbat, some of the rabbis used to prepare the wood for the fireplace themselves, even though you might say it was beneath their honor. Because since they're doing it for the honor of Shabbat, which is by extension the honor of God, so therefore it is considered the most noblest of acts, and that is the biggest kavod. Nobody should be stuck up on formalities and saying, this is not for me, this is below my class. On the contrary, if Moshe Rabbeinu can dress Aharon, and if the Kohanim themselves can maintain the Mizbeach by cleaning the ashes on a daily basis, so we cannot be less than these great people that subjugated themselves to the will of God under all circumstances, so we must be just as diligent and responsible as well.